Welcome to the show that rocks this scene, where flavors clash and dreams convene. It's the Q&U podcast, strapping tight, rolling through the 956 tonight. Local talent in the spotlight's glare, artist business tales laid bare. The beat of the streets, the city pulse, we chew the stories, the good and the repulse. Guitar strung to the rhythm of our talks, bolder voices echoing down the South Texan walks. We dine on drama with a side of flair, everything's served up raw, so be aware. From painters to poets, they all come here, sharing their passion, conquering their fear. Business moguls with dreams so vast, step up to the mic, share their tales from the past. So tune in, rock out to the Q&U show, where the tales are real and the faces glow. Heartbeats, heart chats in the 956 flow, where the stage, the light come bask in our glow.
Podcast. I am back, and the ugly thing is not with me, so you know it's going to be a good one, ladies and gentlemen. But today, first things first, I want to thank everybody tuning in tonight's episode. Big shout out to hold on to my notes here. Big shout out to Central Plumbing Electric for sponsoring this episode with our special guest today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. We'll get that to the middle of the show. And also, we got a somebody who brought me some magazines today. I got some fresh magazines here that we'll be bringing that during maybe in the middle or later on this later on the episode. But enough about little old me. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure everybody can hear me out there. If you can, let me know ASAP. Today, on this episode of the Q&U Podcast, we have the privilege to I've played their music before on U Radio. I've seen a lot of the stuff that they release on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on YouTube. This band is a very in particular band. Like their style. It brings back a lot of memories when I used to play. I can't say any more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, today in the podcast we have And the Heel Prevails. The Heel Prevails. Sorry, not the heel. I don't say the heel. The hero, not the heel. It's the hero that prevails. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mark? What's
going on? We got Troy.
Yes, sir.
And Nick.
And Nick. Troy and Nick. That should be easy to remember. What's going on, guys? How you been?
Nothing much, man. Been great.
I mean,
it's my day off today.
So. I can see. I know we have plans at the show around 7:30, but hey, man, plans get mixed up. You got stuff you got to do. I know we're supposed to have more members here. Unfortunately, couldn't make because work was affiliated. So that's all good. It's all good. They're going to miss off on all the good stuff. But
we're happy to be here, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. It's a little baffled a little bit having you guys here because I hear you so much on Spotify, on YouTube, and then see you guys on Facebook, all these videos that you're releasing left and right, and then upcoming events that are coming up that I was like, wow, these guys are opening up for a great band back when I was a way little bit younger when they came out, but but nonetheless, a great band to open up for, but we'll get to that in a little bit. So let's get to talk to you guys a little bit, where you grew up, and how we got into the whole, how the band form up, man. Let's start with that. Troy, you want to start us off?
Yeah, man. Well, so 2009, I was in high school, at La Feria High School. That's when me and a couple of buddies just started jamming. One thing turned to the next, and we formed And the Hero Prevails. Oh, yeah. And we've had some member changes throughout the years. You know, we had our first album 2010, our second album 2012. Our EP that we recorded in Seattle 2015 came out.
Wow.
And fast forward all the way to now, 2023 is when you joined, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Nick joined the band 2023. We needed a guitarist. So the stars aligned. Nick is also my cousin. In case
there you go. Hey. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Having a primo in the band, it's a little bit more comfortable, man. Yeah. A little bit more comfortable when it comes to that.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's such a genius, man. Having him in the band, it's awesome. Yeah. And what convinced him, or what our selling point was, hey, man, you want to join our band? We're going to go open for Hoobastank.
Yes.
Oh,
that was the first show I played with the band.
When, where, and how?
2023, yeah,
wow.
For sure.
Wow,
he was,
man.
Like, I'm there. Let's do it.
That's it was awesome. At the island at the convention center. But, yeah, I remember that was the first show. And that was the pitch, and yeah. I had about, what was it, like 9 songs to learn in like 2-3 weeks. And we made it work, and it just it fit. Yeah.
How many songs you had to get down and jot down, ready to go for that performance, bro?
About 8 or 9. It was 8 or 9 in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Jesus,
but that's,
Christ.
That seems to be the theme here, because recently, you know, we've been doing a lot of covers too, and adding that into our set. So I mean, mm-hmm. it's. Just adding songs, new songs to learn. You're learning mm-hmm. 3-4 songs at a time, but I feel like that's a good part about music, and learning about music too is about
right.
These bands. We're even covering some one Alien Ant Farm song, so
okay.
Just knowing that and then opening for them, it expands so much yeah. for us.
I got our first comment already came in. It said Mr. Freddie Honda Ramirez here saying, "What's up, guys? Much love Freddie. From Freddie Honda and Popular Loner."
Heck yeah, yeah. My homie.
Shout out Popular Loner. Yeah.
It was funny because when I was getting inked up, you were watching. And I was like, I thought it was the other Troy.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I go, "Troy, you're supposed to be here." I go, wait, who is it? Dude? I go, "It's Troy." I go, "Like Troy? Yeah, not that Troy, the other Troy." Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. So this band, how many years are you rolling already? Already man, as far as this band?
I believe this year is 16 years.
16
And the hero
years.
Prevails since 2009. Yeah, man.
Wow.
It's
wow,
been a journey,
man,
that's for sure.
So, as far as like music itself, what I mean, if you can round off, how many songs do you have? I mean, as far as a band in original music,
original man, we got a bunch for sure. I mean, we out right now, 2 albums, an EP, and a good handful of singles. But then like. On the back end, like stuff that's unreleased, you know, we do have, I mean, I want to say close to 15, maybe 20 songs, almost all the way complete.
Mm-hmm.
And some songs that already are ready, mm-hmm. mixed and mastered, but we just got to get things ready for it, like a music video and such.
Right.
Such.
Now, when it comes to writing music, I mean, I love to ask this to a lot of musicians. When it comes to writing music, I'm not sure who's the writer for the lyrics itself. I'm not sure if it's a band thing or it's just you yourself that writes it.
Majority of the lyrics are from me, for sure. But I'm always open to, you know, mm-hmm. and if anyone has an idea, you know, I'm always down to be collaborative, that's for sure.
So when you're writing these songs, are they past experiences from the journey of life that you had, or something that you read?
Some of them, absolutely. Yeah. The one that comes to mind right away is a song called Ghost Town. It's a song about following your passion and not letting anything distract you from following your passion.
I thought it was about down in Texas, bro. That's what I thought, right?
I've had a few people ask me if it was about Donna, Texas. Yeah.
So I was like, "Watch out, bro. He wrote a song about Donna, bro." You see, not only state champions, but we got a song from them, bro. But no, I got more people tuning in right now. I got I'm seeing that's I even spell that correct. Can you just read that up there? No, you Saeed. Can't see. Here you go. Saeed. Yes, say, let's go. Let's Troy go. The goat. And Nick too.
Residual.
Nick too.
Yeah, what up, cuz?
So I know lyric writing's tough. I mean, when you're trying to symbolize all these words together into not only you have your story, but to actually put it in writing form.
For sure.
You know, that's do you come up with the skeleton for the music first? Or does your cousin step in with you and say, "You know what? Let's work on this together and see what fits"? How does that work out?
So for the past handful of years, our newer songs have been coming about through our guitarist Eric. Mm. He has been demoing out songs, and he'll send them to us, and that's when I'll get creative writing, mm-hmm. writing melodies. So really, it starts with Eric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
he has basically the whole skeleton down as far as the structure of each song. And I love it like that because it feels, it's like candy, like, oh, an instrumental to write to now. Yeah, it gets fun, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I'm just grateful. We have Eric and, of course, Nick just joined. And so at this moment, Nick really hasn't... we haven't really written much with him,
really embellishments, is it? But I mean, yeah, big shout outs to Eric. That dude's, I love talking to Eric. I love working with Eric. I think we get along really well too.
Yeah,
on just a lot of things.
Is he the little brother of the group?
Nick is the little
brother of the group. Where he goes, tell Nick. Come on, Nick. Give me room here, right?
Everything the bass drum in.
Oh, you're still paying dues. Oh. You're still paying dues.
Kind of sort of in some ways. No, it's fair. It's fair. No. I like being there. Yeah. They treat me well.
So, I mean, as all in all, now learning all these songs, Nick, when you came into the band, I know there's a lot of leadway. I'm not sure who plays the leads, who plays rhythm, or what so have you. When it comes to a point where, say, like, hey, Nick, do the lead on this one. Do you do your style, or do you stick to what's already recorded that's on the track?
So Eric does a lot of the leads. I do a lot of the rhythms now. When I joined the band, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Troy, I think I was the first one to join in on a 7-string.
Oh, that's for sure.
I join in and do 7-strings, I like to drop some of the parts.
Right.
So there's parts on 9-5-6, there's Heavy Dirty Soul that we do where I do 7-string, like really low notes that haven't been there before, not in the record.
Right, right.
So that's definitely me adding my flair to it and a little bit of the rhythms too.
Nice.
I really enjoy that. I really went off as a bass player in other bands, so joining End Here Prevails on guitar, I'm really honing my rhythm position in this band.
Right.
And adding kind of that lower 7-string. That's really where I feel comfortable. I love 7-string. I love 6, but I feel at home on a 7-string. So that's what I like to bring into this band.
7-string is a competitive little pain in the ass. You can tell you, I've tried picking that up, and it's not my cup of tea, man.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Exactly. I got Brandon Lopez saying it's water. He says, I'm shooting the music video downtown tomorrow. All right, man. All right, good to know. Music-wise, now when you see Nick in the group, new guitar player and what so have you, he's playing all these older songs that you've written before, and he's not only changing the style the way he plays it, do you see it flourish even in a different way when he comes in with a different rhythm, a riff, or a lead, or something? Oh, wow, that fits, you know?
For sure.
I mean, what's the outcome of that through those? Not just you, but the whole band when they hear that for the first time. Because I know when you come up with something, you're playing with something, even if you're playing a cover and you're jamming out to it and you just change a note where it just, you know, people are like, what the hell was that? Where'd that come from? That's not on the track.
Right.
But it fits.
Having Nick in the band, Nick is very precise with the parts. And of course, he'll add his own flair. The guys and I, the rest of the guys, you know, speaking for them, I'm sure I know that they're very excited to be playing with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's a friggin' genius. He's a genius.
That's good. It's good. It's good to have a genius in the group.
For sure. There have been times where it's like, the rest of us, like in this little niche thing, the rest of us have no clue about. But Nick over here would like know 20 facts about it and like go and fix up this little thing. And it's crazy. We all have our strengths. And Nick being our latest member, I mean, he's a whole Arnold Schwarzenegger right bicep. Let's see.
Look at that. There you go. That fits. So did you study music as far as, or was it something that was just natural that came to you to pick up the 7-string guitar?
So I started playing back in 6th grade. I did jazz band growing up, did marching band, did bass for that too. Instead of marching, I would do marching, but every chance I got to do bass and guitar and when they would incorporate it into that, I would do that, jazz. So that's what I grew up playing. I did grow up listening to a lot of rock and metal, though, and I was in bands on the side, too, so it was a mixture of guitar and bass growing up equally. I basically started bass a year later, then guitar, and I did bass for a long time, and then when I joined the band, that's when I really started getting back into guitar and kind of combining everything together, especially as a rhythm player.
Right.
And
well, they're saying you're a Swiss Army knife. That's what they're saying right now.
I appreciate that compliment. Yes, I very much try to be. Yeah. I've played with a few different groups on bass, drums, and guitar, so I really try to, you know, kind of bring it together and understand. You know, when the drummer talks to me about drum stuff, I like to be able to understand it.
Right.
When Eric talks to me about guitar stuff, I like to understand it. When Zach talks to me about bass stuff, I like to understand it and kind of give my input if they're willing to listen. Of course, I don't like to give unsolicited advice. But,
I like, me and Nick learn a lot off each other. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun dynamic being able to interact with everybody in their own way and that their particular instrument.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I mean, like I said before, played in a rock band before. It was a mixture of friends, my cousin and another friend and an acquaintance. It's a sorry to say, if I can boldly say, like a big bowl of menudo, man.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's throwing their stuff in there, and it's getting mixed. And by the time you know it's not menudo, it's jambalaya, and it's not menudo, it's el caldo, and it changes every form. I mean, every has, like, your background. What's your background? What's the style you like to play?
Pretty honestly, what I grew up, like, just in love with was progressive metal. So instrumental progressive metal, so a lot of rhythmic parts on bass, guitar, and drums all together.
Okay.
So that's what I just grew up loving and trying to play and trying to be like, and going to those shows, whether it was in Houston, Austin, San Antonio.
Right, and yourself, Troy?
Me? Oh, gosh. Biggest, like, stuff I was listening to?
Yeah, certainly that still gets you, you know, that you still bring to the table.
Like, early 2000s, a lot of rock was my, probably my biggest foundation, Hoobastank, Incubus, 311, Deftones.
You see, and you can see the yin and yang there, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
Would you able to sum up everybody else's genres, like as far as what they like?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff is into a lot of punk rock, Green Day and Blink-182.
Right, right.
Newfound Glory. Eric is into a lot of metal as well. Probably not the kind of metal that Nick was really into.
Right, right. He's always talking about Bill Murray.
Eric right now is listening to a lot of Bill Murray. That's an incredible band, a band we want to tour with, absolutely.
Right, right, right.
But you know what, Zach grew up, before he joined And the Hero Prevails, he was playing in conjunto bands.
You see, and that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that, and he was playing on the weekends as a teenager, like playing like two in the morning, you know? And like, it's crazy that our backgrounds are like you said, a whole thing of menudo, man, lots of different flavors. And
that's the beautiful part of it. When you have a band, that you get a summer groups. I mean, myself, I was a big blues player.
Nice.
You know, rock blues player. And my cousin, heavy metal, fast metal, thrash metal. The bassist was more of a laid back blues, slow rock, heavy metal, old school. And drummer was real technical. He liked techno, but he was real good on drums. And the singer was more into like Depeche Mode, you know, U2 and stuff. And we mix that together. You get a sound. That's what I'm telling you. When I hear you guys' music, it's like, Jesus. We were before our time, but we missed the clock where you guys fell in right on the money. Because it sounds amazing. It's amazing. I wish we were still around to jam out with you guys today, you know? Because it's the music is the foundation. The music is just, it's awesome. I was listening to before the show starts, and I've been listening through all week at work, you know, all stuff. And it's just it's hard to explain the combination. The caliber of the music is just, it's unique.
Right,
it's like there's so much coming at you at different directions where you're like, oh, this sounds, wait, look at this. Oh, no, wait, listen to this. The grass from it's coming at you super fast. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
You know, and that's the beautiful part of it, you know? So, but when you go out, take me to one of your gigs, man. Take me one of your gigs. Hero Prevails is about to go on stage.
Oof.
You're about to hit the stage. What is the routine? What is the the pack you guys get, because everybody does a pack before they go on the stage and do something. Now as you all do something individually. Yeah. I
think the last time we were on tour, we did individual stuff, I think Eric will probably start going to the tracks because we do the backing tracks and all that. So mm-hmm. Eric will probably start going, setting that
we
up.
We all get on our zone, yeah.
Yeah, and if we have time to set up beforehand, like a load in earlier in the day, all our stuff is already set up, then it'll be a warm up on guitar. Just start noodling on it, mindless noodling, getting mm-hmm. the fingers warm.
I do my vocal warm ups.
Yes, she does.
Shout out Melissa Cross. She's a heavy metal vocal teacher.
There you go.
Shout out Dave from We Came as Romans. He gave me
her warm ups. I love these band names, dude. Damn.
He gave me her warm ups and he got me into those warm ups. So I do that before every show. I do some tongue stretches just so I don't cramp up. All to the side. 10 seconds to one side.
Right.
Some water for sure. Anytime we have a show day, I try to avoid dairy just so it doesn't clog up my throat there.
Right.
But as far as us getting in a huddle and stuff, we kind of do, like right before we start, we kind of all go to the bass drum. We'll fist bump, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
now, about it. You're going on stage, the first song to hit. I mean, what's the first song you start off with? I mean, is this already planned or just, you already know this is what traditional, we start off with this one.
Oh man, it's varied throughout the years. For a long time, we used to always open up with a song of ours called Hold On Till mm-hmm. It Bleeds. Mm-hmm. We used to always open with that. But gosh, I don't know, what's been our opener recently?
Yeah, it's been changing. It's definitely been changing.
It's good. The change is
Hold
good.
Hold On is definitely the common one, but mm-hmm. it's been changing. Yeah, for sure.
I like Ghost Town.
Since Troy's been in the band for quite some time, I'm pretty sure you have stories, Troy, through the road or through anything. We're not going to get into that, though. But as far as...
All kinds of good stuff.
As far as venues,
uh-huh.
I mean... Give me one of the best venues you've been at, where it's just something that it's just that's the one to
what
top.
Are you thinking?
I have one.
That's the one to top.
In Dallas, yeah.
So we played at a Lava Cantina in not Dallas, the Colony, Texas.
Right,
shout out
the Colony.
Yeah,
growing city, baby. The venue was so dope. We got there. So this was last year, 2024. We played there with Alien Ant Farm. The green room was so lit.
They had like...
They gave us food. It was awesome.
Yes.
They had signed canvases from different bands. So like mm-hmm. I saw the Plain White Tees in there, some mm-hmm. rappers. I can't remember off the top of my head, but... They were like, you know, signed by the bands that have been there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was super sick. And then we had like an assistant. And it's weird because like I work a full-time job. So it's like I clock in on Tuesday. But right now, like we have an assistant. We text her, hey, bring us a pizza. We get a pizza. Hey, I want like some two Michelobes.
Look at you guys.
It was great. It was honestly no charge. Like,
yeah, it was dope.
Shout out to
I demand green M&M's in my bowl.
She probably would have brought it. Like, it was crazy.
It was dope.
Then it's
it
like, I clock
dope.
It on Tuesday, but today, I'm demanding those green M&M's. Yeah.
So you have your personal assistant doing all that for you. That's awesome, man. It kind of takes a lean off of a lot of stuff, a lot of pressure and extra stuff you need to take care of.
For sure.
You know, I mean, so that would be one of your top ones where you say, you know, that's the one to be.
Top venue for sure. The stage was cool. It was outdoors. Huh?
Yeah, they had a lift to like take our gear down. So like you'd load
really?
Up and it would like
nice.
Go down. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, as a vocalist, yeah, you only have the microphone.
Yes, I don't remember that part of the show.
So, yeah, I
carried my equipment up. How about you?
Yeah.
Holy shoot. All right.
Man.
So that would be the priority one, the number one on the notch.
Oh man,
It was cool.
Well, he hasn't played yet, but
right.
But Clayton's, man. We've been lucky enough to play Clayton's twice. Mm-hmm.
That very venue, special place.
That venue is awesome.
Yeah, especially during spring break. Yeah, it gets It gets crazy.
We played with 3 Days Grace there, 2022.
Wow.
And we played with The Offspring there in 2019.
Oh, my gosh. These are bands in my era, man.
Wow. It was crazy.
I can forward a story from Eric that he said, just briefly. I remember he said when he played Clayton's with y'all that the green room is under the stage. So he was like shaking nervous because he can feel like the music and the band
on top
before them. Yeah, jump in and then the crowd. I remember him telling me like he was so nervous for that shaking just because you're under the stage
in
the green room.
Right.
And you hear everything, the crowd, the band on top of you, jumping, the subs up there.
Right.
So I would love to play that with them. But that sounds like a crazy experience to have all that going on while you're trying to like warm up, you know.
Sure. It says here, DC Gonzalez says, I see the resemblance.
Yeah. Nice. Fam.
So, yeah. We've gone to the one of the top of the notch. You know what my second question is going to be.
I don't.
Which is the one that you said, never again will I ever in so my hard. Entire life. I mean, because in any band... In the history, it doesn't matter if you're...
When Dave Mustaine said he'd never play McAllen,
exactly,
Texas.
Exactly. One of those. Any band, it doesn't matter if you're a well-known band, even if you're just a garage band.
I have one, but I'm not going to say it.
One gig where you're like, oh, God, I'm glad this crap is over.
I know one that big bands have come down and have... not had a good time, and we haven't either, but I can't say it on camera, unfortunately. I'll tell you off of camera, but I can't say it.
It's discreet, guys. You want to see Chew New After Dark? You got Chew New After Dark.
I can't say it because they're still like booming, and I don't want to do that to them. It's not a good experience every time.
Troy's like, let me go back into my black documents, the black net.
I'm trying to remember a show that like I'm just like never. I don't know.
I can whisper it to you. You'll agree. You'll agree.
Don't whisper because these mics will pick up everything. If you pass gas, it will catch your neck. Come up here.
There.
He's texting. He's like, Jimmy. He is texting it over. I'm going to take the camera away from them so they can illustrate it over there. And now we know what it is.
You know it.
Troy's like, yep, that's the one.
That's the one.
Okay, but if there's ever been a time where I've played somewhere and said, man, never again, and I hate to take it dark, but it's literally performing at a funeral. Like, I played one like 6-7 years ago, maybe.
Wow.
And I did it. It was like a family friend type thing. And after that, I was just like, I'm never doing this again. Like, I just couldn't. I don't know.
Right. No, no. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's one of those things that from here on out, like, I'm not. Unless it's like very close family or something, but not.
Right. Well, may I ask what song selection it was?
Gosh,
Was it one of yours or was it? Oh, it was like a cover.
Christian song. Oh, to cover,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And it's just like, you know, obviously, like, you know, hey, respects to, you know, whatever's happening, the situation, and all that. But I just can't play. I can't play.
Yeah, play a funeral. Yeah, somewhere. Funeral. Yeah. No, man, that's just, I don't know. It goes all. This one's a request from the.
Yeah.
Request from.
I think I played I Can Only Imagine or something. And it was nice. I sang my heart out and people were crying and I was just like, gosh.
The next song is South of Heaven. What? No! That's not what I said.
Highway to Hell.
I said, Tears in Heaven! Tears in Heaven! Tears in Heaven! No, Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, I mean, I could clearly understand that would be one of the most ridiculous experience to actually do something like that.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the band itself, the whole band itself, give us the corks, man. Who's the one that's, you know, that you're like, okay, we know what he's gonna do here. We know the persons that you expect that from that person. You expect that from that person. These little corks, they're called little corks, little ticks. You know that you're like, okay, it's gonna happen eventually. Just like my cousin, every time we play, he has to pop a string. It always happens. It always happens. For some reason, it always happens. But that means it was going to be a good performance.
Oh, I have one, but I don't...
We don't want to flame each other, man.
Nick, You just came into the band. You don't want to flame anything right now.
Yeah, yeah. Try that one though. Where you
can I roast myself? I don't know. Either like the other day at practice, I broke a microphone. Yeah.
What?
My foot just got caught on the freaking cable and boom, it fell. I was like, God bless it. But it's not like I break things all the time.
Yeah. Lexi wants to blur something out. Like, yeah, that's I'm going to say.
I can say our strengths, man.
Yeah. Give me the strengths, bro. Give me the strengths.
I'm adaptable and I can lead pretty well. Nick is our genius master builder. He has this energy that he just builds knowledge and oozes knowledge. Zach, for one instance, I can tell you, when we were about to go on opening for 3 Days Grace, we almost didn't play. So it was 3 Days Grace headlining, and it was Drowning Pool, and then it was us, right? We were opening. But Drowning Pool's soundboard or whatever, they had to save the settings on it or whatever, and it wouldn't save.
Okay.
And it wouldn't save for some reason. We were like, what? And people were starting to go crazy. Even the promoter, I heard the promoter, like, shout out to Tony. He was like, yo, I had this band, like, I got it approved with y'all's management. Like, they have to go on. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was there in the background, like, oh my God, what is happening? Zach went and he got with the house sound guy of Clayton's.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole soundboard on the side that nobody was using near the stage. So we went and Zach was running wires, going crazy, and we hooked everything up. And we got our performance off, and damn, I was like, dude, Zach, you saved our ass. We started 5 minutes late. We had to cut a song, but we still got it done, man. And
That's nuts. That's nuts.
Oh, sorry. No, it would have sucked. It would have been embarrassing. It would have, you know, yeah, it would have been so bad. But shout out to Zach, dude, because he's done stage equipment, working for behind the scenes of like the Paw Patrol play and that comes to the theaters here in McAllen.
Right, right.
Zach will go and he'll work in the mornings and I've worked actually once with him, but he's super knowledgeable in that. Jeff is like the glue. Jeff is like the good vibes that we need. If anyone's in a bad mood,
right,
Jeff shows up and everything just becomes, man, relaxed. And, Eric is our creative. He's also a leader, man. And the way he takes initiative at building our set lists for our shows, the way he takes initiative of writing these songs.
And designing a lot of the flyers and merch.
He designs stuff, exactly. He does our merch designs. Anytime I hit him up for a flyer, he's down. And it's just, man, seeing everyone bring their strengths to the table. And
that's awesome,
to create ATHP is awesome. That's awesome.
It's better to get the strengths than get the foes for it. I tell you that much. My guess as well. But guys, we'll be right back. We have a kind of shout out to the sponsors right now. So lay back, relax a little bit, and we will be right back. Give me one sec. Here we go. Guys, I know we're going to say something right now, Troy. I'm sorry. But a big shout out to all our sponsors, Triple J Plumbing. If you guys are looking for licensed plumbers, guys, look them up. Great guys. They are licensed plumbers for residential and hospital grade. And a lot of water heaters that are going left and right now. You want to go ahead and get that situated. Give them a call. Check them out on our Facebook page and get all their information. Also, a big shout out to Anotis Construction, another great sponsor of ours. Has been here almost from 3/4 of the beginning when we started. But those guys are great. They are commercial, residential, renovation, remodel. They do everything, guys. Give them a call. Tony's a great guy. He cannot miss a beat. You cannot go wrong with Tony. Anotis Construction is the way to go. Also, big shout out to Javier Cavazos and his horse stables over in Mission, Texas. I know just recently, last weekend, they had the summer camp thing. So if you missed it, you missed it. But, I'm pretty sure it was a great experience for a lot of little kids that went out there to go check that out. I'm so happy that worked out for them. Also, a big shout out to Pandora's Box Tattoos, Mr. Freddie Honda himself. Yeah, Freddie, I still got that tattoo right that you did for your man. It was awesome, bro. Great tattoo artist, great prices. This is a guy that you want in your corner if you want to get inked up for the first time. Troy was just telling me right now. He showed me a tattoo. He'll show it to you right now on camera when we come back on. One of the first tattoos that he got himself done by Freddie Honda himself. give him a call. He's located in Amber. Great guy. Also, big shout out to Central Plumbing and Electric, Aero Westaco, Texas. Also in Brownsville, Harlingen, McAllen, and in Farr. These guys are homegrown, mom and pop shop. Great competitors as far as pricing for appliances, electrical work, and plumbing. Head out to any of these locations, guys. Great customer service, and they're always willing to help you out as best as they can. Big shout out to Central Plumbing. And also, I got something interesting that came and got dropped off today here at the studio. I got two of them left, and I think Troy and Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, Nick's sick. I remember. Nick probably take them home, and I don't know if they might get in trouble for taking them. But I got Extreme. Big shout out to Extreme Magazine, the RGB edition. They came and dropped this off today in our front door. They got a bunch of, it's a man's magazine, guys. Nothing rated R. It's just what it is. One of those swimsuit issue things. You might want to check that out. They are a free edition. You can pick one up at Texas Tote here at South Texas Boulevard. You can, you guys. They got trucks. And I said, Frey's looking at the trucks because, I mean, well, I'm saying Frey. Frey's talking about me. Troy's looking at the trucks right now. So this one's going out to Troy. And there you go, man. You'll give me that one right there. Then you can have that one, Troy. Take that home with you and put that next to your Anne Hathaway stuff over there. But, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back with And the Hero Prevails on the podcast, guys. I know we were about to say something, Troy. I know we have a lot of stuff to talk about because I know you got some big events
for sure.
Coming up. Go right ahead. Anything I was about to mention.
Yeah, because I know you had mentioned before that you already opened up for this band once, and now you got the privilege to do it again.
Yeah, man.
So take us a little bit on this reenactment or replay of you guys opening up for this band. Now take us there. What's going on,
man? So we will be doing three more dates with Alien Ant Farm. We'll be going out to
New Mexico and Arizona.
That's
we'll be
right.
In Albuquerque.
Wow.
We'll
August
be doing
18th.
Mesa, and then
Tucson, and then Mesa.
Tucson and Mesa.
Yeah. Wow.
18th, 19th, 20th.
So it's gonna be like kind of like a little mini tour or what?
Yeah, correct. We're joining them for three dates. It was awesome, man. So last year we did four Texas dates with Alien Ant Farm, mm-hmm. and how that came about. They started rolling out their new album last year, mm-hmm. Mantras. They mm-hmm. came out with their first single, So Cold, and I was like, whoa, they're back. And
right,
so I
right,
messaged,
right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I messaged their guitarist, Terry, right away, and was like, hey, man, I sing for this band, yada, yada, yada. It'd be a dream to maybe open for y'all one day. You know, we're from Texas, so if any Texas dates may be available, we'd be grateful for an opportunity.
Right.
Yeah, and I love sending cold messages like that, trying to get some opportunities.
Right, right, right.
And dude, to my surprise, he messaged back and was like, hey, man, y'all sound great. At this point, they didn't have any Texas dates lined up, and mm-hmm. he was like, but
you want to go on the road?
Talk to me soon, or something like that. Keep me in mind, or what did he say? Keep in touch. He said, keep in touch. Eventually, they released a bunch of dates last year, and there was four Texas dates there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I messaged him, was like, hey, is there any way we could get on? He was like, you know what? Yeah, man, let's get you all on as direct support, and agent will email you in the morning, and we'll work things out. Oh my gosh. So like, man, it was a dream come true. Let me tell you, Mark, the first CD I ever owned as a kid was an Alien Ant Farm CD, Anthology.
Right.
Shout out to my brother Cody getting it for me for Christmas. Right. And
you got Gutter Moon up there saying, who up prevailing their hero.
It's too early. It's too early.
And I got Louie also there saying, what up, Troy?
What up? And dude, we went and we did those four shows. We basically made friends with Alien Ant Farm.
Mm-hmm.
They
That's
became
awesome, bro.
Really cool with us. Yeah, man.
That's
it's
awesome.
Really wild. And then out of nowhere this year, I was on my treadmill a handful of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the drummer Mike texted me and was like, hey, man, we got some dates lined up. Seeing if maybe y'all can join one or a few. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, let's do it. And so sure enough, we got it worked out for us to go out of state. And this will be our first time in New Mexico.
Jeez.
This will be our first time in Arizona.
That's going to be
nuts, man.
Stoked.
Yes.
Dude, big shout out to DC Gonzalez saying, waving a little hand like, hi, I'm here too.
Hello, DC.
But that's awesome, bro. I mean, like you said, like have being a fan of the band and owning your first CD of that band. I mean, that's nuts, dude.
It's a crazy circle type thing. Yeah, man.
Especially getting the opportunity to play with a band that's been there already. That's, you know, that's written the wave at some point, you know, for you guys. You
can see the years of experience in their body language. Right, right. Like, that was just second nature to them, being on the road, yeah.
They said, yeah, we're going to go do what we got to go do. Yeah, yeah, and that's crazy. And for guys like yourself that are going out there for the first time, you're like, oh, dude, they're like little kids like going to Disney. Like, oh, yeah.
It is a lot of work, and I know the first time we did that tour, mm-hmm. I realized it's really just them, and they have one other guy that helps them out, but like between Anaya,
shout out,
it's really just them. Like, they don't bring a sound guy, there's no crew for them, it's the band. And I know our last date in Austin at Come and Take It Live, we unloaded each other's stuff, like at the end, like there, like I said, there's no crew, so it's Alien Ant Farm, us, we'll have a crew either. Shout out Nico who helped us do merch and some photography.
Call that assistant. I need you to unload the crew. Right? Yeah,
it's all the bands. So that was super inspiring to see too. Even someone, you know, at their caliber, yeah, you know,
they were unloading their own stuff.
They're doing it themselves. They're putting that
setting all up their backdrop. Getting on ladders.
That's awesome.
And stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
And it was nice to help them out and then them, you know.
It's like starting all over again. You've already rode the wave. It's all right, guys. We rode the wave. We know what we need to do. You know, let's go back to basics, basically, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
It's a lot of work, but like I said, it's inspiring to see, and it gives us more time to interact with them and, you know, build that connection. And I know they went on a podcast, too, and someone asked, like, how was it touring with us? And they said that we were quiet at first, but we respected their space and that they really appreciated that.
Right, right.
That made all of us so happy.
Hell yeah, dude. That's
they had a good impression of us.
That's awesome.
That week that we were on tour with them. It was
And they were so awesome. Kind and helpful and, like, just dope dudes, man.
Yeah.
Dope California dudes, man.
Being a big fan of it, like you said, the first CD you own, and you see them because it's not the first time you've toured with them, but the first time you do, to meeting them for the first time, well, did you go? I mean, I know you had to be... You gotta be professional.
I met Alien Ant Farm in 2013
mm-hmm.
when they came down to the Far Event Center with Hoobastank and Fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And I met them after their set, and I remember vividly telling their drummer, Mike, that one day my band's gonna open for you guys. And yeah, man.
Wow.
It happened a little over a decade later. Yeah. But I guess it's, you know, you stick with it and just crazy things happen, man.
Right. And as far as like opening up for them, how can you contain yourself? I mean, being in the same stage as with them, first of all, mm-hmm. you know, being the opening act for them itself and what so have you. Don't you get a little giddy a little bit? I mean, knowing that, wow, dude, this is a band that I look up to, man, and we're opening up for these guys.
The nerves, for sure, man. One of my favorite things, watching them play.
Right.
Afterwards, being on the side stage and just like, and seeing their fans, you know, go crazy to their music. And like, it's just, you know, it's all for fun and just for the love of music and live shows. And it's just great, man.
That's awesome,
it made me feel like a kid, absolutely. Every time they went on and I was there and hearing, you know, all those songs from 2001 and 2003, like, you know, it's just incredible.
Yeah,
it's a dream, man. It's like a dream come true for sure.
Now, here's another question I have for you, Troy, because I like to ask these questions also. And then knowing that you're a musician, knowing that Nick's already in the band and everything, if the cards weren't dealt the way they are now, Troy, don't give me that face.
What are you going to ask me?
If the cards weren't dealt to do what you're doing now, being a singer in the band and actually really progressed, where I've seen a very few bands from the RGB progress so far, what would you find yourself doing other than singing in the band? What would be secondary?
If there was no ATHP, but I was still a musician.
Let's accept the musician.
There's so many things. Okay, singing chef. Oh gosh, man, I don't know. I remember at one point as a little kid, I was like, I'm going to be in the NBA. And then I realized, like, I'm Mexican.
I guess I'm dabbing in soccer.
No, but you know what?
Or baseball.
I had a cousin of mine tell me once when I was a kid, and I was like going around like, yeah, I'm going to be in the NBA. Like, he had to sit me down and be like, dude, you know that that's really hard, right? And I was like, really?
Why are you keeping my dream, bro?
But somebody had to do it. Yeah. Somebody. Yeah. But, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I was into basketball and sports in high school and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I, like, music was just not a thing at all, I probably would be, like, a basketball coach right now. I don't know.
There you go. What about you, Nick? I mean, I know. Like, you just came into the band itself, but being through the years, being guitar playing and doing your thing, what if guitar was not in the picture? What would you be doing yourself right now?
I'd probably be like a lawyer, happy with kids and and like living the perfect life.
I can see your birds. Nico, what are you doing?
Te dije, ¿por qué frega le compraste la guitarra?
No, I love it though. Like I said, I have a full-time job. I help design and implement virtual reality for a college. So I'd probably be doing that. I've always had a thing for technology and figuring out how it works.
Right.
I'd be doing something with that.
Creator of AI, I bet you probably, bro. I got Louie asking the questions. Is opening, watching Alien Ant Farm, and the Hooper Fails open for the Offspring at SPI Killer Memory. I go, wow, man.
Well, that's what's up, man.
Man, dude, I'm
grateful if we can share that with y'all.
Your fan base that I've seen, I mean, I've seen you guys play in small venues here in the RGB, what y'all post and everything. You got a good following.
People show up, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you see that, and you're like, well, wow. I mean, like I said, there's very few bands that I've seen here that have that following. Like, if you guys are playing the Flying Walrus, just to say, people are showing up. People are going to go check you out, so on and so forth. You're playing at the Island, they're going to go check you out. You know, as far as the fans outside from the RGB, you come out, like what I like to call the RGB 956 bubble.
Yeah.
When you finally venture out and you're out in open territory where, you know, open waters, and there's a lot of sharks out there, but you're in open waters and you end up performing somewhere, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, Dallas. Do you feel that the fan base is a little bit stronger outside the Rio Grande Valley, or do you feel it kind of similar?
I don't know. I would say. I see all the traction and stuff that we get. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I would say most of our supporters are probably from the Valley, mm-hmm. But we do have, you know, we do have some fans out of state and, of course, in Northern Texas, we have a lot of good fans, awesome friends in San Antonio area, Dallas too. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our biggest fans is from Washington. We just became homies, you know, he was big into our first couple albums, and we've just been friends ever since. And there's a lot of connections like that.
Right.
Where it's like throughout the years, people have really supported us. And fans from Iowa, fans from Florida, just different places.
Have you ever had your music spinned anywhere other than down here? Like, you know, maybe at a college station or maybe in a different city or different state.
For sure. Hell, it has
even
in
a different country.
In a different country, yeah. When we did our Spotify Wrapped, I don't know, when it was last year or 2 years ago, I think it had like 40 or, I don't know, 30 or 40 different, it had a bunch of different countries on there.
Right.
That had tuned into our music throughout the year. And that's, it was pretty mind-blowing for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I got Louis saying once again, come through the Midwest, dog.
Yes, he's been wanting us to. Yeah. Shout out Louis. Yeah. Louis Blunts, what up?
It's crazy because, I mean, I ask that a lot because, we had Roy Torres in the podcast, Bucking Crazy.
Yeah.
And I've known Roy we graduated together.
Great artist,
And I asked him, ever since high school, man, you were determined to be that musician since 94. You know, he's been pushing and pushing and pushing. And now that he's doing recordings in, I think he was telling me, in Memphis, uh-huh. in Tennessee up there. And he had, one of the guitar players or keyboard players played with Garth Brooks, and he's on the album. And I'm like, dude, you're there.
Yeah.
What's going on? And then when he told me the story on how it was all rearranged and what the turmoil was and how they got roadblocked here and roadblocked there, when they're finally on the road to get what they want to get.
Yeah.
These are certain bands that I see down here that you know, they're there. They're at the doorstep. Why hasn't that door opened? I mean, open the damn door. Let these guys go through. They got to move on. You know, because RGV has been a place where there's so much talent with
so
the
much
rock talent. Yeah. Rock industry, country industry, hip-hop artists, so on and so forth, that have not been tapped yet.
That's for
you
sure.
You know, and it's funny because, I mean, I'm not going to let word out names, but I have had people tell me that, oh, well, so-and-so suing this artist, which is like a Grammy Award artist, because they took a beat from, you know, they're like nitpicking down here. Oh, we'll use that. Anyways, mm-hmm. they'll never notice. And, you know, it's like who said this? I forgot who was telling me that. It's like a barrel of crabs. You're trying to get out of the barrel, but they just keep pulling you back in, you know? And it's like I told Roy, I go, bro, you're right there. You're on the edge. You're looking at the bottom of the barrel, and you're looking at the other next thing ahead of you. Dang. You guys are right there, too.
Right on,
I mean,
man.
You know, and has there been any talk of signing or anything like that with any studio yet?
Not really, but I can...
I mean, consider the fact that you guys can do your own studio thing, and you kids can progress with your own stuff.
Right on, yeah. A lot of the stuff we can do in-house.
Yeah, right. And I've noticed a lot of bands right now that are on that cusp and have made it to the other side are independent. Mm-hmm. You know, a label can definitely get you
right
up, but if you have the know-how and the connections, you can definitely do it independent and save a ton of money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, consider the fact, like I said, signing-wise, I mean, what I like to call you guys, brothers and sisters, OK Robot. That's another
yes,
band
shout
that
out
just
OK Robot, yeah.
actually got, well, a while back, they got signed for, I don't know what label it was, and they're doing their thing now.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, one actually got their foot inside the door already. They go, let's go.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, they're a great band. Shout out to these guys. I love their music also.
Yeah, shout out Jimmy, Adrian, Mario, Eric.
They're a great,
Emily.
Great band. I mean, I love their music, but when I, like I said, Dry Fountain Studios, there you go.
My studio.
And then he goes, modern era bands rarely sign anymore. That's true. That's very true. It's very rare. But nevertheless, I mean, you see bands that are out there doing great, and they get there for a reason, you know. But it's always the fine print that you got to read at the very bottom. So say the devil's contract, the demon's contract is what they say. That I've read and that I've heard. Being a musician the way up for so many years already, you have your own studio, well, it's called Dry Fountain Studios.
We just practice there now. Yeah, but no, there's no studio sessions going on there anymore.
consider the fact, if you guys were to open up your own studio and do your own studio itself, record music and shoot it out, mm-hmm. I mean, say like you do get signed, you know, and you end up having your own studio. On the side that you do your stay home stuff, you know, to do your skeletons and then eventually take it to the bigger stage, right? Mm. There's bands that look for that. I know there's so many bands that they're like, man, we're trying our best to get out, and, you know, but when they see you guys that are doing it, they not coattail ride, but they want to say, hey, man, can you help us out? Can you record our stuff? Is there like an opportunity for these younger bands to reach out to you guys?
For sure. You know what? I recorded a band at my house years ago, good handful of years ago. Bagwell. I don't know if you've heard of Bagwell. Yeah. Mm. Great dudes. Shout out to Rob Kings and his brother CJ. We ATHP, we were definitely, you know, still, we were like, you know, we're still doing our thing. And an opportunity kind of came about like that. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I had ever recorded a band at my studio.
Right.
But even though I wasn't like super knowledgeable, like, you know, with recording and everything, I was able to let them pick my brain as far as getting shows and reaching out to people and just, you know, how I go about to make connections and things like that. And now they're, you know, they're still doing their thing Bagwell, and I've seen them grow as well. And so, yeah, I feel like, I feel grateful I was able to kind of help them, give back to them.
Right.
Help them really, really with their start. It was like, it was their first EP, anything they've ever done. So shout out Bagwell.
Yeah, man. It's just like yourself. I mean, you're starting off with them and so on. You're going to continue with them. At one point, maybe years down the line, you know, say, okay, man, you know what? We're finally closing the book. We're closing the book, and, you know, maybe something new might turn up. Maybe there's something different along the horizon. It's some stuff like that that you say, you know what? Let me give back. You know, is and I don't want to toot my own horn. You know, the same thing for me. Doing the whole nightly gigs, say, from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, or from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, you know, going in, going out, lugging your stuff, setting up for another gig and all that. You're constantly doing it, you know, wear and tear every day. Well, fortunately, you guys are up there already. That I see at my point, back in our day, it was like the hustle. You had to go sell the CD. You had to go give the flyer. You had to talk to somebody that knew somebody that was in the radio. You had to, and there's so much social media now that you can push your stuff out there so easily now. Yeah, everybody can see it. You know, if you pass gas, so you might hit a million hits. You know, something like that. But at one point, I said, you know what? I'm hanging it up. I'm done. You know, and you're like, I'm done. But at the same time, this gets created. So, you know what? I'm going to give back. Nice. I want to give back to the young ones that need the help to get heard, that need the exposure to talk about who they are, where they're from, and how they came up with their band. You know, the sound, how the sound was created, what was the lyrics about, what were you feeling when you wrote this lyric? You know, kind of like a intimate interview with the listener, so they can say, oh, okay, now I know what this band is all about. You know, so I wanted to give back like that, and I'm doing it now. So bringing you guys here and other bands to come in, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Not that I need to meet people like you guys. Right, it's like, shit, man, these guys are doing it. These guys are doing it. Man, they're living the dream.
You got a great setup here too.
I try.
Like, we're so impressed.
Yeah, but honestly, you see that, and you're like, damn, man. I mean, I want to be a part of that. I want to help. Right, you know, we try to help as much as possible. This is when I do the Ooh Radio. I put your guy's song on like that. And because of that, you got these other unsung heroes like Mingo's Music that had this record, the vinyl shops, man.
Uh-huh, Mingo. Shout out to Mingo.
Big shout out to Mingo, man. I mean, these are old rockers. These guys, he's older rocker than me, bro. And he introduced me to you guys. He introduced me to Room Cross. He introduced me to a lot of bands that are out here, man. Yeah. Like, dude, I've been out of the scene for a long time. And go, I gotta jump back in there and listen to this music. And when you dive into it, you hear all these great bands down here. I go, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why aren't these guys being picked up? There's gotta be one. It's either gonna be you guys, it's either gonna be okay, or it's gonna be Roy Torres with Buck and Crazy. It's gonna say, all right, there's a foundation, we have a studio, let's sign you guys up, let's go.
Let's go.
You know? It's the dream.
Yeah.
It's the dream, the goal of to get there. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And you guys are living it, man. I think you guys are living it already. You're just there. You're a heartbeat away. Thank you, buddy. Tell us a little about this gig, a little side tour that we're having with Annie and Ann Farm. Where are these dates located? Go ahead.
It'll be Albuquerque, New Mexico. That'll be on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do Tucson on Tuesday. It'll be the 19th. And then Mesa, which is right outside of Phoenix, on Wednesday. That'll be the August 20th. So that's 1 month from now.
Okay.
Get your tickets at alienantfarm.com. We'll be there.
Wow.
And talk to us. I mean, we'll have shows here in the Valley, too, leading up.
We can talk about those shows.
Fill us in, Troy.
July 25th, we are doing a Limp Bizkit cover show along with Down With System. They're doing a System of a Down cover set.
Oh, sweet.
We're doing this at the Kraken Lounge, July 25th in Brownsville, Texas.
Release the Kraken. And,
that'll be on Friday of the 25th. And then the day after the 26th, we're going to be at the Rockin' Q in Harlingen, Texas.
Awesome.
Doing a Limp Bizkit tribute as well.
Okay.
That set's going to be an even longer set than the night before.
We're doing more than Limp Bizkit, too.
And we're doing
Deftones, Alien Ant Farm.
We're throwing in a couple other covers in there to keep it spicy. And then, let's see, August 1st, we're going to return to the Flying Walrus in McAllen. Mm-hmm. We're playing with...
Just mentioned it a few minutes ago.
With Bakri. We're playing with the Ghost of Us. And, there's other bands on the bill. Great bands. It's gonna be metal. It's going to be awesome. August 1st. Is that a Friday or Saturday?
That's a Friday.
We'll have to keep that, write that down. Guys, if you guys want any information on all that good stuff they have, feel free to go ahead and jump on this. This right here, guys, this will take you, this QR code that I'm showing you right now on the screen will take you straight to the Spotify. Go in there, follow them, listen to their music. If you are feeling down and out, and you need something just to perk you up, this is the stuff you want to listen to.
ATHP, it's, yeah. Let's go.
Need some ATHP in your system. Inject that into your body for a little while. You'll feel better after the morning. But I've been listening to you guys, like I said, all week. Finally got a treadmill, Les Dillon. Hey, I'm on the treadmill. I'm there.
Congrats.
I haven't turned it on, but I'm on the treadmill. But, you know, I've been doing that, and I've been listening to your stuff, man, and it motivates you to go. You know, you're like, go, go. Though the old man can't go that far as a run or a jog like he used to, so you need to tame it down. The guys that are running the machines and say, hey, you can't take my door, Captain. Shut it down on me. So I said, yeah, slow down. You know, but, yeah, it's great workout music. It's great when you're feeling down. Turn it up, man, and turn it up loud.
Sweet, yes.
Wake up the neighbors, man. If you think it's too loud, you're too damn old. That's right. Just the way I say it. But guys, first things first, I want to say thank you so much for coming out to the podcast with us.
Absolutely.
To have you on for the first time on here, just the two of you. Where's the rest of the band? Where's the rest of the band? I was looking for an unplugged show tonight. But,
next time. Next round time. Round two. There we'll bring our acoustics.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll do that. But I want to say thank you so much for keeping the rock scene alive. Not yourself, but all the other bands that are out there pushing as hard as they can.
Yes, shout out to all the talent all around the RGV, man.
From the 1980s, from the late 80s, the early 90s, from Liquid Sky, Holy Smoke. There's a lot of bands that if you're from my era, you're like, holy shit, you remember Liquid Sky? You remember fucking Holy Smoke? Yeah, I remember all the Three Dogs Night also. The Moondogs, that's another big one also. Not Three Dogs Night, that's way back in the 60s. But you guys are a treat to listen to. You guys rock and roll every single time. Okay, I got Ash here saying, very cool, guys. Happy to have learned about, yeah, yes, of course. And then people are saying it's going to happen. I got here also, DC Gonzalez, I'm convinced my firstborn, what?
I can see
my firstborn take off. Well, there you go. There you go, man. The heroes bringing babies, man.
Damn.
Good seeing y'all, the pod troy. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are doing a great job. Continue doing what you guys are doing. Don't stop. Keep
copy.
Pushing that threshold, man. Keep rocking the door because there's more people behind you trying to break that barrier down so we can all get through there and get... notice and put on the spot of the map, not only that LA has the hardcore and the great bands, but the RGV has some hardcore bands also, man. We got to be in that mix also. Like I said, a big pot of menudo, bro. That's what it's got to be. But once again, thank you so much, guys, for coming out.
Thank you, Mark.
Any last words, Troy, that you'd like to leave us with? Any live long and prosper. No.
We've talked about it before. Eventually, if it's going to happen this year, maybe early next year. But we have a song that's going to feature the one and only Tech N9ne.
There you go.
So that's going to be coming up soon.
There you go. Nick?
be interested, learn more, don't be ignorant.
There we go.
Stop being ignorant.
Yep. Learn more.
There you go.
You have the world at your fingertips.
There you go.
Learn as much as you can.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. You have everything right here.
In the phone.
Oh my gosh, this is like a mini computer in your hand, man. But guys, I appreciate you guys coming out, having a little fun with me here, getting to know you, letting the fans see what you guys are all about, and not only that, learn a little bit more insight on where you guys are coming from, what your music's about, and all that good stuff, and how the music is made. So just continue what you're doing, man. And like I said, all steam ahead, bro.
Yes, sir. Don't stop.
Be the tip of the spear, man. That's what you want. That's the number one thing. Be the tip of the spear is what I'm always told. But thank you so much, man. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for tonight. Great one. Great podcast. Thank you so much to everybody watching. Big shout out, like I said, once again to all our sponsors, Triple J Plumbing, Owner Construction, Javier Cavazos with his horse stables out there in Mission, Texas, Pandora's Box Tattoo with Mr. Freddie Honda. Freddie Honda, man. Thank you so much. Also, big shout out to Extreme Magazine, the RGV edition. Thank you so much. And last but not least, Central Plumbing Electric in Westaco, Texas. Thank you so much for giving us your commercial to broadcast on that. Hopefully, people want to go buy a new washer, dryer, refrigerator. They need new wiring, plumbing for their home. I mean, everything's right there. You got Triple J and Nona to help you out. That's the place to go buy the good stuff and then give these guys a call to set it up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 253. Holy moly. I don't know how we got that far. And next month will be 7 years doing the podcast. It's been a wild ride. I know Chu said that as soon as December's over, it's... Yeah, I'm throwing him out. I'm running this song, bitch, till the wheels roll off. But, guys, thank you so much for watching. Tune in next week. I got some wrestlers coming in next week. I know everybody's been asking, where are the wrestlers? Where are the wrestlers? I got wrestlers coming in next week. Three guys that have been causing trouble in Combat Cult. You might want to tune in next week. I know August... I'm bringing wrestling the whole month, guys. That's going to be entertaining. Yes, El Cacahuate will be here. So be prepared to see that little shrimp running around the podcast also. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. sharp. Don't forget to follow, subscribe. And, oh, by the way, thank you for all the likes on the De La Cruz cartoons, man, the Muppet cartoons. They will continue being pumped out on the Chewing New Podcast. Stay tuned for some more great content. And like always, guys, latest gators, peace out. Down in energy, we got it, so you gotta know. It's called the Chewing New Podcast, Dynamo on the go.